Me getting my first stitches by Eosius. On a beautiful February, when I was 10, I was playing with a ball. I kicked the ball in the sky. When the ball landed, a girl just came out of nowhere and kicked the ball at a bench. Then she started dashing for the ball, and I was behind following her, trying to get my ball back. I could see that the ball had landed behind the bench next to the fences. Then the next thing I know, I heard a thud. I had hit the side of a bench. I could see blood coming from my head. Once I realized it was coming from my head, I started crying, knowing for sure I would die. I could feel the blood rushing down my head. Once it was all over my face, I could taste the blood on my tongue. Once I did, oh, it tasted tasteless. In like 10 seconds, the school nurse came out to the playground from the building, sprinting with a medical kit. When she got to the bench, she wrapped a white cloth around my head. Then the school called for an ambulance, and it didn't take much time to arrive at the school. Once they did, they examined me to see how bad my injury was. My teacher came out to encourage me since I was going through a terrible problem. My teacher left to her students, while me and the examiners got on the ambulance. Once we arrived at the hospital, they asked me for my parents' phone number, so I told them my father's phone number. My principal arrived before my stitches. They started stitching me. I wasn't paying attention when my father entered the room and saw me. He started crying. Once he got over it, he sat next to me. Then, they finished stitching me. After that, my mother came with my father's friends to take me home from the hospital. My parents' friends came for me in the middle of the night. Then, some started leaving. So, since I got bored, I slept.